I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Smoke was seen rising into the sky over the Gaza Strip on Sunday as the Israel-Hamas war continued and explosions could be heard. Israel forces pushed deeper into Gaza's southern city of Rafah on Sunday and battled Hamas in parts of the devastated north that the military said it had cleared months ago, but where militants have regrouped. Warnings continued against the growing offensive in Rafah, considered the last refuge in Gaza for more than a million civilians, as well as the last stronghold for Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel sent tanks into the northern Gaza Strip early on Sunday after a night of heavy aerial and ground bombardments, Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens reports.
Jabalia is the biggest of Gaza's eight historic refugee camps and is home to more than 100,000 people. Late on Saturday, Israel's military spokesperson Daniel Hagari said its forces operating in Jabalia were preventing Hamas from re-establishing its military capabilities there. Palestinians displaced for a second time attempted to set up tents there as Israel proceeds with its plan for a ground attack on Rafah. More families, estimated in the thousands, were leaving Rafah as Israel's military pressure intensified. Tank shells landed across the city as the army gave new evacuation orders, calling for Gazans to head to what it calls an expanded humanitarian area in Al-Mawasi.
Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday delivered some of President Joe Biden administration's strongest public criticism yet of Israel's conduct of the war in Gaza. He underscored the United States' belief Israeli forces should get out of Gaza.